This is the Sakar Murli of the 9th of September, 2025. The essence, sweet children, have mercy on yourselves. Gallop ahead in the study. Don't spoil your register by performing any sinful act. Question. In order for you to pass this elevated study, what main teachings do you receive? To what must you pay special attention in order to achieve this? Answer. In order to pass this study, your eyes have to be very, very pure, because those eyes deceive you. Those eyes become criminal. When you look at someone's body, the organs cause mischief. Therefore, your eyes must never become criminal. In order to become pure, maintain the consciousness of being brothers and sisters. Pay full attention to the pilgrimage of remembrance. Song. Have patience, O mind. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. Who said this? The Unlimited Father said this to you, unlimited children. When someone is unwell, he is given the reassurance, have patience and all your suffering and sorrow will go away. He is reassured in this way to make him happy. Those are limited matters. Here it is an unlimited matter. That one has so many children. He has to liberate them all from sorrow. Only you children know this. Do not forget it. The Father has come to grant everyone salvation. He is the bestower of salvation for all. Therefore, this means that everyone is in a degraded state. All human beings of the world, and that means the people of Bharat in particular, and the people of the world in general, are included in this. You in particular go to that land of happiness. All the rest go to the land of peace. It enters your intellects that you truly were in the land of happiness and that those of other religions were in the land of peace. Baba came and made Bharat into that land of happiness. Therefore, advertise it in this way. Explain that incorporeal Shiva Baba comes every 5,000 years. He is the father of everyone and all are brothers. It is brothers who make effort to claim their inheritance from the father. It isn't that fathers make this effort. If all were fathers, from whom would they claim their inheritance? From brothers? That is not possible. You now understand how easy these things are. In the Golden Age, there is just the one deity religion. All the rest of the souls will have gone to the land of liberation. It is said, the repetition of the history and geography of the world takes place. Therefore, it must be the same history and geography that is repeated. After the Iron Age, there will be the Golden Age. Between the two, there is definitely this confluence age. This is called the supreme, most elevated, benevolent age. The locks on your intellects have now opened, and you therefore understand that these are very easy things. There is that new world and this old world. There would surely be many leaves on an old tree and few leaves on a new tree. That is called a Satopradhan world, and this is a Tamopradhan world. The locks on your intellects open number-wise according to the efforts you make. Because not all of you remember the Father accurately, you are unable to imbibe this knowledge. The Father inspires everyone to make effort, but it is not in the fortune of some. According to the Dharma, those who study well and teach others, those who become the Father's helpers in every situation, are the ones who will claim a high status. Students in a school can understand how many marks they are going to pass with. Those who are fast effort makers make effort with full force. Teachers are appointed to give them special tuition so that they pass no matter what happens. Here too, you have to gallop ahead a great deal. Each of you has to have mercy on yourself. If you were to ask Baba what status you would claim if you left your body in your present stage, Baba would instantly tell you. This is a very easy thing to understand. Just as worldly students are able to understand, so you unlimited students can understand this. You can use your intellects to understand that you are repeatedly making the same mistakes and performing sinful acts. If you spoil your register, your result is going to be according to that. Each one of you should keep your own register. In fact, according to the Dharma, everything is recorded. You can even understand for yourself when your register is very bad. If you can't understand, then Baba can show you. Registers, etc., are kept in a school. No one in the world knows about this school. This school is called the Gita Pathshala. Vedas Pathshala is never said. No one says that there is a Pathshala, a study place, of the Vedas, the Upanishads, or the Granth, etc. In a Pathshala, there is an aim and objective. This is what we will become in the future. When someone studies the Vedas and scriptures a great deal, he receives a title and also earns more income. We can become the masters of the world. There is the Sun Dynasty. Therefore, the children would definitely receive the throne. The status is very high. You never even dreamt that you could make effort to claim a royal status. This is called Raja Yoga. Other yogis are to become a barrister or a doctor. They remember their studies and their teacher. It is the same here, easy remembrance. It is remembrance that takes effort. You have to consider yourselves to be soul-conscious souls. Each soul is filled with sanskars. Many who come here say that they used to worship Shiv Baba, but they didn't know why they worshipped him. Only Shiva is called Baba. None of the others are called Baba. Hanuman and Ganesh, etc. are worshipped, but Brahma is not worshipped, although there is a temple to him in Ajmer. A few Brahmin priests there probably worship him, but there is no praise of him. There is so much praise of Sri Krishna and Lakshmi and Narayan. There is no mention of Brahma because Brahma is impure at this time. The father comes and adopts him. This is very easy. So the father explains to you children in various ways. Keep it in your intellects that Shiv Baba is saying this. He is the father, the teacher, and the guru. Shiv Baba, the ocean of knowledge, is teaching us. You children have now become Trikaldashi. Each of you has received a third eye of this knowledge. You understand that souls are imperishable. The father of souls is eternal. No one in the world knows this. All of them simply call out, Baba, come and purify us impure ones. They never called out to him to come and tell them the history and geography of the world. The Father himself comes and tells you this. He also tells you how to change from impure to pure, how you then become impure again, and how history repeats. This is a cycle of 84 births. Why did we become impure, and where do we want to go when we become pure? People go to sannyasis, etc., and ask how they can have peace of mind. They don't ask how they can become completely viceless and pure. They feel too ashamed to ask that. The Father has now explained, all of you are devotees, and I am God, the bridegroom. You are brides. All of you remember me. I, the traveler, am very beautiful. I make all the human beings of the world beautiful. Heaven is called the wonder of the world. Here they have seven wonders. There is just the one wonder of the world, heaven. The Father is only one. Heaven is only one. All human beings remember heaven. Here, there are no wonders. You children have patience, because you know that your days of happiness are now coming. You children understand that this old world is to be destroyed, and that you will receive the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom is not yet established. Yes, subjects continue to be created. You children have to discuss among yourselves how service can increase and how everyone can receive the message. The Father establishes the original, eternal, deity religion and inspires the destruction of all the others. You have to remember such a Father who gives us the right to the tilak of sovereignty and inspires the destruction of everything else. Natural calamities are also fixed in the drama. The world cannot be destroyed without them. The Father says, your examination is now very close. You have to be transferred from the land of death to the land of immortality. The better you study and also teach others, the higher the status you will claim. You have to create your own subjects. You have to make effort to benefit everyone. Charity begins at home. This is the law. First, only your friends, relatives, and people of your community will come, and then the public will come. It happened like that in the beginning. There was gradual expansion, and then a large house called Omnibus was built for the children to live in. Children came and began to study there. All of that was fixed in the drama. It will all repeat again. No one can change it. The study is so elevated. The pilgrimage of remembrance is the main thing. The eyes are the main organs that deceive you. When the eyes become criminal, the physical organs of the body cause mischief. When someone sees a beautiful girl, he becomes trapped by her. There are many cases like that in the world. Even gurus sometimes have criminal vision. Here, the Father says, there must be no criminal vision whatsoever. Only when you live as brothers and sisters will you be able to remain pure. People know nothing about this. Therefore, they just make fun of you. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. The father says, this knowledge disappears, and then those scriptures, etc., are created again in the Copper Age. The father says, the main thing is to remember Alpha so that your sins are absolved. Consider yourselves to be souls. Having gone around the cycle of 84 births, you have now come here. You souls are now becoming deities. It is a wonder how an imperishable part of 84 births is recorded in a tiny soul. Only the Father comes and tells you about such wonders of the world. Some have parts of 84 births, and others have parts of 50 to 60 births. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has also received a part. According to the drama, this is an eternal, imperishable drama. One cannot say when it began or when it will end, because it is an eternal, imperishable drama. No one knows these things. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vadarna, 1. The time for the examination is coming very close. Therefore, make effort to bring benefit to yourself and everyone else. Study and also teach others. Charity begins at home. 2. Become soul conscious and accumulate a true imperishable income for yourself. Keep your own register. Never perform any sinful acts that would spoil your register. Blessing. May you be a true server and empower others by giving them the cooperation of zeal and enthusiasm. A server means one who empowers others with the cooperation of zeal and enthusiasm. Now there is little time, and there is going to be the maximum creation coming here. Don't become happy by thinking that so many have already come. The numbers are now going to increase a lot more, and so you now have to give the return of the sustenance you have received. Be cooperative with weak souls that come, and make them powerful, unshakable, and immovable, and you will then be called true servers. Slogan. Stabilize the soul, the spirit, whenever, wherever, and however you want. This is spiritual drill. Avyak signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. The sign of your having a powerful mind is that you can go wherever you want to in a second. When your mind has learned how to fly and develops that practice, you should be able to go wherever you want in a second. One moment you would be in the corporeal world, and in a second you should be in Paramdham. Now increase this practice. Om Shanti.